Log Talk Radio. Hello, this is Marcy Cheek, and I want to welcome you to my show tonight. Say what? When? Where? And the question I have asked my whole life, why? Tonight I'm going to be continuing my series on being a sovereign being. We are sovereign, sentient beings. What does that mean? And we live on a planet that has free will. What does that mean? It's just really important that you understand about free will, because it makes everything that we do have meaning. Because you're creating your own happiness each and every minute. And if you don't like what's going on right this minute, you have the power to change everything. Because Earth is a free will planet, and each person has the sovereign power of choice. Now, it's been pretty much my observation that most people, first of all, don't even know they have any power to do anything for themselves. And secondly, most people seem to shy away from taking responsibility for their own decisions. And I think it's because people just aren't sure about stuff. How do you know that you know that you know? How do you know what is the right thing to do? How do you know who to trust? How do you know how to plan your future? How do you know what is right for you? So let's review what it means to live on a free will planet. And if you listened to my show last week, called Loving and Being Loved, I did discuss how living on a free will planet can affect getting married and living in a monogamous relationship. And I talked about how we just can't get mad at God when stupid stuff happens, or if someone we love dies, or if something just didn't work out the way we wanted it to, because we were created with free will to decide everything. So everything that has ever happened to us was decided by us at some point upon our soul's path, whether it was in this lifetime or perhaps another lifetime. Even that person who committed suicide, that person who was raped, that person who was murdered, that person that did the murder. The intricate interweavings of life here are limitless and endless, and we are all tied together in a giant tapestry of multicolored threads and intricate design. I had lunch this week with a girl who does my decorations for the weddings, and she knows a gentleman whose life is so messed up at this point, it just would be hard to know where to even try to begin to get things straightened out. You know, I think a lot of people are in this boat. They don't know what to do, so they just keep doing what they're doing, and of course, nothing changes. This gentleman was raised in a judgmental religious home of upper middle class. His father was a revered educator, but his mother was a critical, cold, and unnurturing woman. Her constant judgments of everything were settling in her bones and joints, and she was filling up with arthritis, which caused her to be in constant pain, which caused her to be even more unpleasant. And finally, his dad just left her because he found out that life with his secretary was so much easier and a lot more fun. Well, this left his mother as the mother woman scorned, which added to her distress and unhappiness, so she just decided to die. That'll fix him, she thought. Let him have to deal with that. Well, it just didn't bother his dad at all. In fact, it was a relief to all of them. However, in the meantime, this young man looking for love in all the wrong places took up with a girl right after he graduated from high school, got her pregnant, and was forced by her family and his mother to get married. Well, of course, that marriage didn't work. And a few years later, he married another woman, and they had two daughters. But it turns out that this woman found out that she wasn't mother material, and she left him and the two girls to pursue a career in business. She was somewhat conflicted in her total sexuality and to this day really hasn't figured out what she is. The daughters stayed with their dad, who at this point was so overwhelmed that as a talented and prosperous photographer, he just began a pattern of giving them whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted it, and they had no boundaries and never suffered any consequences for any of their actions. So, today, both of them are in jail for different amounts of time, with one of them due out in a couple months, and then she'll have to go to a court-appointed rehab for a year. At least these girls now have boundaries and consequences. But you know what? This gentleman is barely alive as a sovereign sentient being. He sees no solution, no way out. He doesn't know any way to fix things. And you know what? Perhaps there are others who just look around at their situation and then just shake their heads. What can I do? Oh, what to do? What to do? So I want to share with you what has worked for me. When I was 8 years old, I was sitting in the middle of our church on a Sunday morning, and the pastor was preaching his sermon. And suddenly words just began to pour out of him in a torrent of passion. Where are my sons? Where are the sons of God? My word says that the earth groaneth and travaileth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Where are my sons? And then he said, do you want to be manifested as a son of God? If so, stand up and declare your intent. And I felt like I was just propelled up out of my seat to stand on my feet. And I raised my hands to praise God and to say, yes, I want to be manifested as a son of God. And as I stood there with my hands raised and I began to speak out my praise, a language I had never learned before began to pour out of my mouth. And this language filled me with joy and bliss as I spoke and spoke. And then I began to sing. And others in the congregation were standing to their feet and praising God and beginning to sing. And it was a glorious moment of unity and clarity. We were the sons of God that God was looking for. Well, I was only 8 years old when this happened, and I am now 79 years old. And I have been walking my path as a manifested son of God now for 71 years. And all through these years, I have always had this language of praise that poured out of me on that awesome day 71 years ago. Well, I'll give you a little explanation of this doctrinally. It's routinely called in some circles the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And many denominations of religion today say that it's not for today, but that this was just an experience that was only for the first members of the Christian church who, after Jesus had ascended, gathered together in an upper room to await the coming of the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus had told the disciples before he left that he was going to go away, but that he would activate the Holy Spirit within them, and the Holy Spirit would lead and guide them into all truth. He told them that he had taught them a lot of things, but that he had really only scratched the surface, and the Holy Spirit would teach them everything else they needed to know. And he said they would have no need of anyone else to teach them anything, that the Holy Spirit would teach them everything they needed to know so they could know that they know that they know. So they waited in the upper room, about 500 of them, and an energy like a mighty roaring wind entered into the room, and this energy caused them all to be propelled up out of their seats, and they raised their hands and began to praise God, each of them in their own sacred language, speaking in all the tongues that were on the earth, and some tongues that were no longer on the earth, and some speaking in the tongues of angels. And since the time in our more recent history, the Catholic Church, through the sacrament of confirmation, acknowledged the receiving of the Holy Spirit. And the Christian Church in several denominations encouraged their members to seek for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in their lives by the evidence of speaking in tongues. Now, since I've had that experience, at 8 years old, I have had my own private language spoken by the power of God's Spirit within me. This knowledge that God is within me has been the power of my sovereignty. It's been my safety, and it's been the source of all love in my life. And no matter where I have been, or no matter what I have been doing, no matter how far I strayed from the so-called narrow path, I've always been able to speak in tongues, thereby proving to myself over and over and over again that I was a son of God, that God was within me, and that God was manifesting me to a groaning and a travailing world. And you know what? If I was able to talk to this gentleman that I talked about earlier, I would say to him, let us allow the God within you to manifest and let you know that you are his son and that you have all power in heaven and earth to find a solution to your situation. And let us now just speak together in our heavenly language, which will then create the solution. This past week, I had a wedding at the beach at 5:30, and at 1:30, the bride called me, and she said, my fiancé is stuck on the 15 freeway. There's been a big oil tanker, 18-wheeler, who's turned over and spilled out all of its oil. And the freeway's been shut down, and he's just sitting there, and he can't get off the freeway. He's been sitting there for an hour, and they aren't going anywhere, and he doesn't know when he's going to be able to get out of this mess. Well, they had a 3 o'clock appointment at the courthouse to get their marriage license, and then they were going to drive over to the beach for the ceremony. And I had hired a photographer and a videographer. I had already picked up her wedding cake and the champagne. And I was just getting ready to go pick up her bouquet and his lapel flower. And the decorator was already on her way to the beach to set up all the decorations. And the celloist was due to start playing at 5 o'clock. Everything was ready. The bride had already had her hair and her makeup. And she told me, she says, I'm so upset, but I don't want to cry because it'll ruin my makeup. So I said, let us pray. And then I spoke in the creative words of my heavenly language and then interpreted them by saying, let Ron be released from the traffic tie-up. Now, when I speak in my heavenly language, I don't speak within the realms of my own understanding or even within the realms of what seems possible, because now we are using the unlimited and creative energy of the universe. So it didn't matter to me how it was going to be done. We just needed to have him be released from the traffic tie-up. And you know what? In 30 minutes, the bride called me back, and she said, he is speeding towards home, and he should be here in time for us to get to the courthouse. And I married them at 5:30 on the sand. And he told me then that all of a sudden, all the traffic started to move and everything cleared right out, and he was able to put the pedal to the metal and get home in time. The Bible speaks quite a bit about speaking in tongues and how it works. First of all, it explains that the language is a sacred language, because since it is a language that you have never learned, and this language that I speak, I had never learned it. So I have never lied in this language. I have never been angry to anyone in this language. I have never slandered or berated someone in this language. I have never been rude or crude in this language. So it remains a pure and sacred language in which I can speak to God, and in speaking these tones of the language, the Bible says, I am speaking the great and wondrous works of God. And these great and wondrous works transcend this third dimensional reality, and it operates in all of the various dimensions and alternative realities, worlds without end. Amen. There's just no limitation. There's no can't do it in God's world. And that is why God is searching for his sons. Where are my sons? The sons of God who will be manifested, who will know that they know that they know. So I just want to go into all the ways that this sovereign power of God that I know lives inside of me operates for me. Now, one way this power has benefited me is by clearing out all hurts and pains of life from inside my heart. I remember one significant time when I was deeply hurt by a member of a local group of people I was working with at the time, and I found out that this person had, with forethought and malice, behind my back, sabotaged my efforts in order to propel herself into the forefront and to take over the situation. And I was devastated, because in my innocence, I believed that everyone was altruistically serving the mission of this group without personal profit or ego. But this was a good experience for me to learn that not everyone is as honest and sincere as they appear, and to begin to be more discerning and learning to allow my sacred inner authority to scan and search the motives of the hearts of those I am aligning myself with. When this happened, I was so hurt, and I went away by myself, and I began to speak in my sacred language. And at first, I was very angry, and the words all came out like in anger and hatred. And then the tone began to change, as if the Holy Spirit was beginning to mitigate the situation for me. And then I began to just sob and sob and sob. And the hurt began to break up and be released. And finally, I began to laugh. And then I began to sing a sacred song of blissful contentment as my heart was filled with God's love for me and acknowledgement that all things were being redeemed and restored to perfection. And then several weeks later, you know what? This person came to me and actually apologized and admitted that she was very wrong in what she had done, and she released herself from the action, and I was then set into the position and acclaimed by the group for the mission without doing anything about it, anything myself. Now, let me talk about how this power within us can provide us with perfect health. Because what I see around me are people taking all manner of pills and medications, going to the doctor all the time. It seems that everybody has something wrong with them and is having to deal with some problem of some kind or another. Well, let me tell you, I am 79 years old and I do not take any medication of any kind. I do not go to the doctor. I don't take any of those tests they say you are supposed to take every year. We don't need to take all those tests. They're just looking for something they can find that they can either do surgery for or give you drugs, anything that's going to make them money. But through the power of the Holy Spirit of God inside of me, I can scan my body. I can go in and out of all of the systems of my body. I can go in and out of all the organs of my body, and I can speak the wondrous works of God and then invoke the divine blueprint for each and every cell so that it'll be working perfectly and in harmony with all of the other cells. Now, from time to time, I can tell when my body has an upset, some part of a system or one of my organs might be having a hard time or needs some fasting, or I might need to change up my diet for a while or drink more water or whatever. The interpretation of tongues will always tell me what I am supposed to do. And then also, if you've listened to my show for a while, you know that I have a friend who runs her QX machine on me about once a month. I call it Dr. McCoy's tricorder, and you can listen to that show where I tell how it works. There are about 250,000 programs running in our body at all times, and the QX will scan and look at about 50,000 of them and give a reading of how they're working. And this last time when she ran the QX on me, it showed that I had some sort of perverse energy that was upsetting some of my systems. And I noticed that I was retaining water. Now, it's been really, really hot here in California, and we're not used to this kind of heat, so that could be part of it. But also, I had gone to a presentation about the dangers of the emissions of cell phones and the towers, the cell phone towers and radiation, you know, that comes from our cell phones and our wireless routers, and these new smart boxes that the utility companies are using. So I spoke in my sacred language and asked how I could protect myself from these types of emissions. And the interpretation was, speak in tongues to fill your immediate electromagnetic energy field with protection. And then your energy field will deflect the dangerous emissions, and you will not be affected. And then I am also using an angel tuning fork and clearing out my office and my home daily. And I'm going to see if this alters the situation. Now, sometimes the body holds water within the tissues as a protection, and this could be the way that my body was protecting me from the emissions. But now, by speaking in tongues and charging my electromagnetic energy field, perhaps now my body will begin to be able to release out the excess water. We'll see. I'll let you know. Now, another way I am protected by my sacred language is that I speak in tongues over my food and my water. Because speaking the wondrous works of God over the food will cleanse and purify it. If you have a genetically modified food, or if it might have some sort of bacteria in it, speaking in tongues will cleanse and purify it. And it will help you get the most in the way of nutrition out of any food that you have. And if it has any other properties in it, you're protected. And you're also protected if you're at a place that maybe doesn't have the best cleanliness. And, you know, somebody didn't wash their hands. So praying over your food purifies and sanctifies the food. You know, ancient cultures and peoples have real ritualistically prayed over their food for thousands of years because they knew the protection and provision to their bodies that speaking the wondrous works of God to the food brings. You can know that you know that you know that your food is safe and you will get the most nutrition out of it that is possible. Now, another way that I keep my health is to sing. When I'm in the car, you know, we're in the car a lot here in California, I play my CDs. Now, all of my CDs are instrumentals. I don't have any CDs that have words, somebody singing words, because I don't want to be affected by someone else's thoughts or someone else's ideas. You know, some of these songs really are sinister in their agendas. And country, western, and a lot of other genres stir up all those base emotions, anger and regret, anguish, desperation, envy, pity, rage, lust, resentment. You know, all those, the Buddhists call those the akleshas. I don't need to wallow in somebody else's misery and their victimhood because I am a sovereign, sentient being. My purpose is to be manifested as a son of God and be a role model, an example of a happy, purposeful, fulfilling life. So I sing in the car and I sing in tongues while I play my instrumental CDs. I play the CD and then I sing along as loud as I can in tongues. Now, the science behind this is that we were created by sound. A sound came forth from out of the darkness and the void of spirit, and this sound formed love objects. And two of these love objects are you and me. And every person has a tone, their own sacred tone, a sound that brings harmony to, and balance to everything inside of them and then everything outside of them. So when we are singing, we tone our tone. Now, some people say, om, om. That's the sound of our solar system. And some people say A-E-I-O-U, A-E-I-O-U. These are the sounds of our Earth's creative powers. Now, I sometimes say these tones also. And sometimes I just sing in tongues because I know that I know that I know that I am singing a tone that is healing me and helping me to be one with God and one in intent and purpose. You know, that was always the purpose of singing in church. All services would start with singing. And this singing was each person toning their sacred tone to bring them into oneness with God and oneness with one another. And the monks and the brothers and the Indians and many, many, many other sacred societies and cultures chant, because the chanting is to tone their sacred tone and to bring them into oneness with God and oneness with one another. Because when we are at one with God and at one with one another, there is perfect peace and fulfilling joy, both within and without. And there is then a corporate power to create peace, harmony, provision, healing, joy. Now, when I don't know what to do about something, I just stop everything. And I go within myself, lay my hand upon my solar plexus, which is just below the lungs, in between the breasts, and I pray in my sacred language. And I speak that language until I feel a release, till I feel peacefulness in my solar plexus. And then I just go about my business, because I know that I know that I know that I will be getting an answer to the situation. Now, my experience has been that maybe I'll just be standing in line at the grocery store. Someone will say something to me, and it's the answer. You know, they don't know they've given me an answer, but I know that I know that I know that they have. Or I'll be watching television, and the situation will be in a show, and they'll have the solution. Or I'll be swimming at the pool, and all of a sudden, I will know what to do. I had a bride call me recently who wanted to do her wedding in the gazebo, and she wanted to have a barbecue afterwards in the park, but she wants to do a December wedding. And although it's warm enough here in California to be outside and do a wedding and even have a barbecue, we can have rain. So I told her I would call some of the girls who have worked for me in the past and get some ideas from them about how we could do it in the gazebo. Well, I called a couple of these girls and asked them for some ideas, and neither one of them seemed very interested in helping me because it didn't sound to them like they could make enough money doing it. So I thought, well, I'll just go on the internet. I'll look up some caterers who might come and set something up for us in the gazebo. But most of the places I called in Laguna Beach wanted anywhere from $35 to $65 per person to do anything. So later that day, while I was taking my shower, I had the remembrance that the man who bakes my cakes for me also has a small deli, and he makes box lunches, a ham or a turkey or a pastrami sandwich on your choice of bread, like rye or sourdough or pumpernickel, and homemade potato salad and coleslaw, a bag of chips and a dill pickle for $8 a person. Perfect. So I called the bride and I said, how about having like a picnic in the gazebo and provide a box lunch for all your guests? $8 a person. She said, that's a great idea. And it's, you know what, it's going to cost her practically nothing. And what fun being at the edge of the ocean in the gazebo in December, with all the red hot poker cactus blooming all around the gazebo, everybody being able to be outside enjoying themselves, and then we would just have the cake and champagne. So when that thought came to me, it was like I felt a legion of angels in the room with me. And when they saw that I had got, they brought the idea, you know, angels are messengers, and they had brought the idea to me. And then they just were so tickled when they saw that I had received the idea. They were so happy. Now, having the awareness of God being inside of me has also made it possible to be more connected with the animals and the plants and all the other kingdoms here on Earth. Now, we had a fire in Laguna Beach about 15 years ago that burned 375 homes. And it burned in the protected wilderness area that I drive through every weekend to get to the beach to do my weddings. Well, after the fire, everything else was burned, but the rocks in the wilderness area were still there and had been totally unaffected by the fire. Now, that fire was over 5,000 degrees, and yet those rocks went through that fire unaffected. And one afternoon, as I was driving through the canyon, I sent my thought out to the rocks. I said, "You're so strong. You went through the fire." And they answered back, "Fire is transforming." And you know what? After the fire, the rangers found new species of plants in the wilderness that had to be identified. There were no pictures in any of the printed books in our time to identify these plants. What a thrill for a local ranger to be able to name a new species. You know, many times seeds from millions of years ago lay dormant and are only reactivated by the heat of the fire. So in that case, fire was transforming. I've also been able to communicate with the roses in my garden, and one rose bush let me know with no uncertainty that I was to ask which rose to pick before I cut any roses from the bush. It said that some roses were not ready to be cut, that it would damage the entire bush's health. "Ask who is ready," it yelled. And another time I was driving through a beautiful forest up in Northern California. The road went right through the forest. And I heard the trees say as I drove through, "Many brothers gave their lives here." So being one with God allows us to be one with everything. It gives us access to the other dimensions and realities in a way that makes our lives so interesting and very fulfilling. Now, my sacred language is always available 24/7, no matter what. We never have to be at a loss to know what to do. I can speak in my sacred language and either ask for the interpretation or just go about my life until I know what to do. Because we can always know that we know that we know. As I live in the fullness of the presence of God within me, knowing that the source of all power in heaven and earth is within me, I also can know what is going on in all situations. I can discern whether someone is speaking the truth to me or not, or if they're lying. I can know if there's a hidden agenda. I can know whether I can trust a person or not. I can know if I should do something or not. We become God's presence everywhere we go. We sanctify places. We clarify situations. We are the light. And darkness cannot stay in the presence of the light. I had a teacher one time who said, "Don't curse the darkness, turn on the light." I get tired of hearing about all the bad stuff that's going on all the time. I'm the light. I light up the place. Turn on the light. I've always been confident and secure in knowing that I was with God no matter where I was or what I was doing. Because knowing that you can never be separated from the love of God eliminates all shame and guilt. There has never been a doubt that God loves me and only wants my highest and best good. I understand that I live in a free will universe and that it's up to me, but I also have the presence of God within me to lead and guide me into all truth. So I can make good decisions. I can enter into positive and creative relationships. I can boldly go where no man has gone before. Me and God. Me as God. And you know what? Many times I've been able to be the instrument of God's power to help someone else. I did do a series of 4 programs on how to get your prayers answered every time. And the secret partly is that I speak in my sacred language that knows the perfect answer to every situation. And also I can speak in my sacred language the creative words to heal the sick. If someone comes across my path, I can minister to them in the pure knowledge and power of God. And they go forth in their life a changed person in some way. This power of God's Spirit is in me. This power of God's Spirit is in you. This power of God's Spirit is in everyone. This power is love. It has no judgment. It is never angry. It has no expectations. It does not fear. We do not judge. We do not get angry. We do not expect anything from anyone. We do not need anything from anyone. We are full of power, all power in heaven and earth, and we can manifest this power out into our lives by the power of our free will, by making choices. I would like for you to know that you know that you know that you have this power. You can know today that you have this power by expressing the evidence of speaking in tongues. And I would like to help you have this experience. So right now, just take a moment and detach yourself from anything going on in the exterior. And just bring all of your attention now to within yourself. Just place your hand there on your solar plexus, that area between your, under your lungs, between your breasts. Hold your hand there and then just direct your energy starting there and go deep down inside of yourself now. Just go deep inside of yourself. And know that God's Spirit is within you. God's Spirit is what is beating your heart. And God's Spirit is what is making your lungs go in and out so you can breathe. And your breathing is your evidence of being a living soul. And now as you touch that source of God's Spirit within you, know that that power is love. You are loved totally in every aspect of your being, every aspect of yourself. There's no part of yourself that is not loved. And then as you are aware, feel this love and let yourself feel thankful for being a son of God. And if you would like, you could tell God that you also would like to be manifested as a son of God out to the groaning and travailing world. And in order to have the evidence, the physical evidence that the power of God is within you at all times, unreserved, unconditional, totally in union with you, then you can begin now to speak out. Now, when you speak in tongues, you're going to speak just like you speak your regular language. If you speak English or Spanish or whatever language you speak, you're going to use your mouth and you're going to use your lips and you're going to use your tongue and you're going to use your voice. So just begin to let your voice start to come out now from deep within you. Just start to make a sound. Ah, And then just begin speaking. Let use your lips, use your voice, use your tongue, and use your the power to speak. And just begin to speak. And just don't speak your natural language. Speak the new sacred language that the Holy Spirit will give to you. Ah, salamala li di shili bidi barana nabo ko sota de diaria. Oh, manali vele bede ko sodere tipeshanda daranini makanda vadide vesimantuko shakalodia vesimananini kimantukonto. I just keep speaking. You might just say a few words to start with. Just keep speaking. Don't speak your natural language. Let the Holy Spirit give you the words to speak. This is going to be your evidence that God is inside of you and God is with you and God will never leave you or forsake you. You cannot be separated from God or the love of God. Just let that energy come forth now. Let that love be manifested to you. Let you know that you know that you know that you are one with God and you are loved by God. Just let that sound come forth. Liwa malai mi avaya yamo se mi ya o mi di alo ya mani ni mi ya o ni mi o kula vele amaya mano ni o mani ani ni mwandi asio. Just let your language come forth. Sometimes my language sounds oriental. Sometimes my language sounds Mideastern. Sometimes it just sounds like angel language. And it's sometimes it's different from whatever way I'm using it. But anytime I yield myself to the power of God within me, and I allow my entire being to be aware of this presence, and I begin to speak, I have this evidence of this sacred language that's with me at all times. So let's all just speak in our sacred language now together, and we could start to sing. We could make a grand sound. Let's just all begin to sing. I'm going to bring my music up at this time, and we'll just begin to sing with the music. Try to sing out just as loud as you possibly can. Let's just make a grand sound. Let's start to sing the great, great and wondrous works of God.
Gloria, Ubanana in my costa. Sing to God, sing with God.
And for now, this is Marcianne saying aloha. And in the aloha language, aloha is hello, goodbye, and I love you.